Jill Steadman has the business news for us this morning.
Thanks, Rachel. Output in Ireland's manufacturing sector dropped for the second month running in July. That's according to the latest Purchasing Managers Index from AIB. It shows that inflation is continuing to hit the sector, with demand dropping as prices rise. We can speak now to Oliver Mangan, Chief Economist with AIB. Morning, Oliver.
Good morning.
The PMI figures show that prices are rising at close to their fastest pace since the survey began in 1998. What's driving those higher prices?
Well, it's very much the increase in commodity prices, energy prices, etc., that we've seen over the last 12 months. So we've rapid inflation. We can see consumer prices are rising by close to 10% in virtually all economies, including Ireland. And manufacturers are facing very sharp increases in their input prices. So the survey shows, you know, big increases in labour costs, energy costs, transport costs, etc. And they're passing on those higher prices to their customers, which is reflected in those very high CPI rates of close to 10%. Now, that rise in inflation is causing demand to weaken. And it's not just an Irish story. We've seen this globally. The trend in the Irish manufacturing PMI is very similar to what we're seeing in other countries. The Irish index dropped to 51.8 in July. We saw the UK index fall to 52.1. And indeed, the Eurozone index fell below 50, down to 49.8. So there's a global slowdown or loss of momentum in the manufacturing sector as demand weakens in the face of this rising prices that customers have to deal with.
Okay. Any figure over 50 indicates growth in the sector, though. So it's worth noting that activity is still growing, but at a slower pace.
Correct. It's lost momentum. So what the sector has been supported by is a continued rise in employment. We're seeing solid increases in the stocks of input purchases, lengthening supply delivery times. But the two crucial inputs into the survey are output and new orders. And that, you know, new orders and output have fallen over the last couple of months, and we're seeing that globally. You know, a fall-off in orders is leading to a fall-off in output, and that's been driven by a weakening in demand in the face of rising price pressures.
And that drop in new orders then helped to ease pressures on the sector. Is that right, with backlogs declining for the third month running?
Yeah, backlogs in the sector have been building for the last couple of years, increasing capacity pressures. But as demand weakens and as orders decline, that the capacity pressures will start to ease. Now, I'll say they've been very evident in the sector for the last couple of years. And we're talking about things like tight labour markets, for example. You know, orders rebounded very, very strongly as economies reopened. So it was always expected that, you know, the manufacturing sector would see the index would decline from the very high levels we saw towards the end of last year, start of this year. But there's something further at work. It's not just a decline as the rebound in activity eases. There's also that, you know, surge in inflation we've seen, particularly since the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the very sharp increase in energy prices. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that is beginning to impact on activity. And I suppose globally there are concerns that we could be facing, maybe a recession or possible stagnation in activity over the second half of the year, mm-hmm. as a result of, you know, not just the rising prices, but also, you know, central banks are responding by increasing interest rates quite sharply. So with the Bank of England meeting this week, it could increase rates by 0.5%. We had the Fed in the US increasing rates by 0.75% last week. The previous week, it was the ECB, you know, raising rates by 0.5% for the first time since 2011. So, you know, what we're facing here is higher inflation, but also rising interest rates, and the combination of both resulting in a slowdown in demand and a slowdown in the overall pace of economic activity.
So what is the outlook like then for the manufacturing sector for the next 12 months, and how is sentiment at the moment?
Well, sentiment remains positive, but it's off its highs. So, I mean, manufacturers think, you know, output will grow over the next 12 months, but it's at a subdued level on a historical basis. They are concerned in particular about rising inflation pressures. There's also concerns about possible interruption to energy supplies, particularly in the gas market. Now, if there was rationing over the winter across Europe, that certainly would impact in terms of output activity. So there are heightened concerns about the economic outlook. But, I mean, the broader services sector, which is a bigger part of the economy, that is showing more strength. And even last Friday, we had an unexpected increase of 0.5% in GDP in the Eurozone as a whole, reflecting a rebound, particularly in tourism and travel. So that services sector, which is most impacted by the lockdowns, that is continuing to recover and up to now is offsetting the weakness we're seeing in the manufacturing sector.
Okay, Oliver Mangan, Chief Economist with AIB, thanks for joining us.